Hello, Queens. Welcome to Thrive, the podcast. I'm Amy Hayes, and I'm here to bring you unprofessional, real and raw podcasts and topics around you showing up in your life to look and feel your best. So all things health, wellness, weight loss, and be an absolute queen in your business and in your life. I am a health and life coach, and I have been for 15 years. And I am also a business mentor for PTs, coaches, and entrepreneurs growing their business in the online space. I've owned my own gym for 15 years, and I've launched my business online as well. I am a retired athlete. I've lost 30 kilos, and I also have beaten eating disorders. So all of my content is based around my experience and how I can inspire you into action. So enjoy the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Screenshot this, share it in your social media, which is tagged in the notes. Let's rock. Hello, hello. Today we are diving into imposter syndrome, something that comes up for everyone, I think, at some stage, whether you are a personal trainer, a coach, anyone in business, or any other area as well. Sometimes you can just feel like, what the hell am I doing? Who even am I? And I really wanted to dive into this because it comes up a lot in, well, the world I'm in, and I feel it sometimes as well. Sometimes I feel like people don't take me seriously because of the way I dress or look or my casual, just the casual way I am about life in general, and they might look at me and think I'm underqualified or I don't know exactly what I'm doing. And I guess that's more a limiting belief, but sometimes you feel like you are reaching for your next level and you're like, who am I to even do this? And something I used to do, and I'm sure you resonate, especially if you're a PT or a coach, probably enrolling in every course under the sun to upskill and downloading everybody's freebies, like just going further because you actually feel like you're not good enough to be doing what you're doing. But I just want to start off with here. We're going to dive into lots of areas of this, but you are good enough. Just as you are, as long as you are a few steps ahead of your clients, you are good enough. But I totally get it because I've felt it. So many of my clients have felt it. And I feel like everyone, even famous people have felt this as well. So what is imposter syndrome? Imposter syndrome is defined as the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved and has been legitimately achieved as a result of their own efforts and skills. So we are often given opportunities that we don't feel ready for or that feel a little bit scary or put us out of our comfort zone. We don't quite have the experience for, and it's normal to feel like an imposter. Like, for example, I'm speaking at an event on Saturday coming, and I feel like, what the hell am I doing? I do not know how to speak. I've done these before, right? But I totally haven't done it to any professional level. And this one is a paid speaking event as well. And I actually don't have any qualifications to speak. I mean, you don't need qualifications to speak, but I have no idea really how to do a good one. So I'm like Googling, how do you do a really good speak? I'll be fine once I get going. As long as you know the topic, then you're fine. So a lot of, but just for example, I'm like, oh my gosh, it scares living daylights out of me because it's actually uncomfortable. And I don't feel like I am Mel Robbins or I am a professional speaker. So who am I to do this? But actually, I'm totally qualified enough. I'm totally good enough to do it. And I kind of logically know that. But there's this side of you that feels like an imposter. In fact, a lot of people, like up to 70 to 80% of people, feel like imposters and struggle with imposter syndrome. So just so you know, you are not alone. There's been so many moments in my life, in my career, that I'm not, like, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I kind of learnt as I went, but that's what happens, right? You learn through experience. And I didn't even know really how to run a business when I first opened my gym. I got business mentors, but I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. And you don't, but that's how we grow and evolve, by the doing, by how else you meant to gain experience other than doing, right? So one thing I do is I never claim to know everything. there's still something that you don't know. Like even when I'm coaching in a group, if someone asks me a question, I don't pretend I know. I'll say I'll go and find out about that, or I'll say, look, I kind of know this much on this topic, but I'm not a pro. Like I think transparency and honesty is really, really good. And just, you know, just know we're always, everyone's always should be open to learning more. So we don't want to discredit ourselves from what we don't know. As long as you're a little bit ahead of someone, then you're all good to go. And I'm going to give you some tips just at the end of this or before we wrap this up today around how to gain that confidence to look at what you have done. And I call it release your powerful potential. I did do a post on this on my social media the other day. So if you are on my socials, you might have seen it. But I'm going to get a pen and paper because we're going to dive into that soon. But first, let's keep going here. So if we didn't do the hard work to get there, we, you know, a lot of people didn't get things handed to them on a platter, right? They didn't just get things, or they weren't just confident straight away, or they didn't know automatically how to run the business or coach the client or be a personal trainer. Like that stuff comes with, that stuff comes always with experience. So I've worked my freaking ass off for 16 years to be where I'm at with the knowledge I know and the things I do and the confidence I seem to have. Trust me, I still have social anxiety. So I've done the grind, I've done the hustle, I've done the experience, and you would have too to some degree. You might have, we've done the qualifications. You know, you've done the hard work to achieve where you're at right now. So never discredit that. And that's what we're going to dive into soon. So it's easy to say that some people might be lucky because you show up with confidence now online, but they don't realize you've been doing it a long time. You probably wanted to vomit. If you're anything like me, you wanted to vomit the first time you ever did a live. Oh, yuck. But you worked hard. And the thing is, you feel the fear. You feel uncomfortable. You feel like an imposter, but you do. You keep going anyway. You find a way to make it happen. And that's the difference between some people. They will just stop and let it stop them. Or you find a way, and that's where you gain the experience. That's where you grow. That's where you evolve. That's where you're not the imposter. So there's a quote by Lady Gaga, which is really cool. And everyone knows who she is. And she still says it. She says that I still sometimes feel like a loser kid in high school. I have to pick myself up and tell myself I'm a superstar every morning so that I can get through the day to be there for any of my fans. But I know they need me to be, I know they need me. And so I have to be normal for, I have to show up and be normal for them. But she still struggles with us. And I'm not a superstar. I'm not Lady Gaga, but I resonate with feeling like the loser kid, or, you know, the kid that didn't have any money, or the kid that was, I was really shy as well. And people are like, what? Because I come across really confident. I am really confident, but I've learnt to be. And it's still sometimes, it's like Lady Gaga, sometimes you wake up and you don't feel that way, and you have to kind of coach yourself back there. And I mean, so many people are like this. So many people, like Lady Gaga, feel like an imposter. But of course, we have to embrace imposter syndrome, because it's something that, you know, you can't get rid of sometimes. It's not like you can just brush it. I mean, we do, we kind of brush it off, but it's not like you can get rid of it, because there'll always be new levels in your life that you're reaching. And that's where it's, that's where you grow, and that's only a positive thing, right? So if that's something that you're experiencing, and you will likely continue to experience it in some capacity, probably for the rest of your life, like in wherever you're at, because we're always reaching for the next level, and that's okay. Just know that it's normal, and it's not about minimizing it. It's just learning to embrace it and how you move through it. That's really important, which is what I'm going to help you through soon. So there's a number of things I'm going to share that have been beneficial for me when I've felt like an imposter. And it stops you from holding back and taking the steps forward that you want to. So these are the mental shifts. And then we're going to go through some tangible ones. So number one is that believing that imposter syndrome indicates that I'm not doing, or you're not doing, something that's, that is meaningful and important to me. So like when you start to feel uncomfortable, you know that thing is super meaningful for you, right? And that should give you the mindset shift that you're going to just move through it and keep going. Because some people just stay in comfort. They just stay where they are. They don't make the changes. They don't do scary things. They don't grow. So the fact that we've chosen to go after something that feels big for us and that we feel underqualified to do, like my speaking event, that's a good thing. It doesn't actually mean that you're underqualified, but it does mean that you're going after something that feels big and huge and that you want to achieve in your life. So that's something to really celebrate. It's something to be proud of, and like the fact that you're doing something new that you haven't done, or revisiting something that you might not have done for a while, or you're pushing your skills and your knowledge, your coaching knowledge, you're doing something new. And that's awesome. That's like, okay, I can handle this, and finding how you are qualified to do it. So it just means that those things are meaningful for you. So if you reframe fear in this way, you will get so much further along easier. So when I started getting into like doing more lives, more speaking, I've done events and workshops before. I knew they were really, because I was get so nervous. Oh, and when I was powerlifting and competing, right, I always got so nervous and thought, oh my gosh, I'm not, who the hell am I to do this? I'm not good enough. I'm not as good as the others. But I used that, I got taught while lifting to use that as fuel to just show up and do my bloody best. To, you know, I'm only really competing against myself. And so, well, I actually like to win. So, but I use the anxiety, the imposter feeling to show up and prove myself that I can freaking do this. Speaking at this event, doing podcasts, doing lives, sometimes still when I show up and coaching on something I know lots about, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do the best I can, because you think you're going to forget to say something, or, you know, and you feel like an imposter sometimes, but just means you're doing something really important. So, and it means I care, you know, you care. We care about the outcome and we care about how we perform. And so I just tell myself, I'm going to do the best I can, and that is okay. I care about the level of my ability to do these things, and that makes me really proud as well. Like, I like that I want to research how to be a better speaker. I'll probably enroll in a course if I'm going to keep doing speaking events. You know, like, I might upskill, but don't feel like you always have to do that. That's something that is, and I know you'll resonate if you have gone from being a PT to an online coach, or you're starting to be in the coach world, you just want to keep upskilling as if you're not good enough already. And I watch people do this, and I did it myself, just course after course, freebie after freebie, everyone else's masterclasses. And honestly, I'd get in them and I would go, I already fucking know this. Why did I buy another one? I already know this. And also, you don't give it like new stuff. You don't give time to integrate or be a good coach on before the next thing. Instead, you've filled your plate with all these courses that you can't bloody finish or you don't need. And it's you know, you don't need it. So just know that to be really, when you do want to upskill, just think, okay, am I actually going to use this? Am I going to leave time afterwards to embody what I learned, to integrate what I learned, to actually use it before something else? So always stop and think, do I really need this qualification, or am I okay at the moment? I'll gain some more experience, and then if it comes back, I might get it then. Okay, so number two with the mindset is imposter syndrome can encourage you to get better. I've used this in a way to push myself to practice more, to be more present, to study more, to Google what I need to do to be a better speaker. You know, like when I was powerlifting, I would do better programs. I'd want to do my best. And I think that's a really cool thing with imposter syndrome, is that you can challenge yourself to be your best self. And like, I script write, I go, okay, and visualize, what does that version of me do on this day? How does the morning start? How do I hold myself? Am I prepared? Did I practice? Did I write a speech? How's it going to look? How's it going to feel? And script write it. What's the best way I can actually get into that? So I do that now energetically and just try and be really prepared for things the best I can so I can be my best. And that helps me feel a little bit more at ease as well and a little bit less nervous, less like an imposter, because I've actually done the reps to practice and done the reps and put in the work, and I know I'm just going to give it my best shot. So hours of work and effort and consistency, you know, to master what I want to be really good at. And I think that's a really good positive part of what imposter syndrome can do for you, because in our businesses, we've often done enough, but we want to be more of an expert. So just get really, really good at what you already know, or that little bit uncomfortable thing. But I would just choose one thing at a time as well to get better at and be the expert, be the authority, you know, and then you can show that as well. And of course, that's how we build our brand. So allow the feeling to encourage you and to push you to do more, to try harder, to be better. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. You could be as good as you can be, but just know that how that effort you put in, that's okay. And how you perform and show up, that's okay. That's enough. You've done your best and that's good. That's good enough. So being a better you, you can become more confident and feel less like an imposter and put in the hours and the energy and the effort to achieve the level of success that you want to. And this is what I do. And then I know, like, I am showing up for my life and my business how I want, with my mission and my values. So always going back to that, are you showing up to that next level self as her? Okay, so of course it's getting out of your comfort zone. But just know that your comfort zone doesn't need to be so far-fetched that you can't be in alignment with that as well. That's really important, because like intentionally putting yourself out of your comfort zone and doing something that you're not already great at, because if you were great, you wouldn't feel like an imposter, right? So, but do it in just these steps that are a little bit far, you can practice and learn, and then you can get uncomfortable again. So embrace those feelings, because that means you're constantly growing and it means that you're pushing through the edge of getting uncomfortable, which is just growth, like I keep saying. And if it was so easy, everyone would be doing it, but that's why we're here doing what we do, so that we can help others. So we're learning to hold more that feels a little bit uncomfortable, which is good. We can hold space for that, because growth is uncomfortable. So allowing imposter syndrome to be an anchor for you doing something that you haven't done before can make you so proud. Like, that you should liberate you and empower you to be proud of yourself, which builds confidence, and it's not something to run from. So instead of saying that we struggle with imposter syndrome, how about we say something that we just experience it sometimes? We experience getting uncomfortable and we experience imposter syndrome sometimes. So instead of it pretending or saying that it's a bad thing, how about we go, well, that's really cool, because it means I'm growing. It means I'm growing, and that is so good, but it makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable, and just embrace that. You know, so let's try and shift our mindsets and choose to embrace the feeling. So make a list of all, okay, let's dive into my little task for you. Get a pen and paper. If not, get your notes out on your phone. So what I'd love for you to do is get a list of 10 things you have accomplished in your field and your expertise, maybe as a personal trainer, as a coach, whatever it is that you are doing right now. List 10 things that you've accomplished in that area. It could be that you've had clients before, that you've had great testimonials, that you're qualified, you know, whatever accomplishment you've had. You may have done something yourself with sport, like achieved your own medals, or whatever you feel like you've accomplished, even getting qualified, even doing any upskilling, anything like that. 10 things that you have accomplished in your niche. The second thing to do is list 5 things that you've overcome in your personal life or previous professions that still helps you today. So before I was ever a personal trainer, like motherhood, oh my gosh, that's taught me so much. I used to work in pharmacy, And that taught me so much, you know, people skills, communication skills, money handling skills. I used to manage a health and beauty shop, believe it or not. Management skills. I've done a tourism and hospitality course. So, and I've been, you know, worked in restaurants. So you, that all teaches you different skills that you can still learn today, right? So what have you accomplished? You can list at least five things there in other areas of your life. Maybe you have experienced certain things in your life that have that still help you today, you know, like lifting weights. Lifting weights helps you be strong from and dedicated and motivated, even when you don't want to be, mentally strong, physically strong, any area of your life that you've experienced or past professions. Okay, and what evidence do you have to prove that you're just as good at, as anyone else? So list three things. I know I've been in paid programs that I've paid top dollar for coaches, and I've been in there and gone, oh my gosh, they are a shitty coach and I felt like I was better than them. And I know that's terrible to say, but it's true. But you can go through and find evidence to show where you are just as good as anyone else. You're not an imposter. So list out all of those reasons why you can do just as much as anyone else. And put it somewhere really helpful for you to read. I would also encourage you to intentionally shift your self-talk. We know change happens from within. Your belief system is freaking everything. So from your experience, even the word struggle, like stop saying that, I struggle from it. So we need to change that language and that self-talk from, instead of I struggle with imposter syndrome, I experience imposter syndrome. It's just like saying I should do that, instead saying how can I do that? You know, like really, it's really powerful to have the language shifts, and it's something I'm big on coaching my clients on as well. So when you tell yourself you're not qualified in doing what you are going to do, you could start by saying, I'm actually really great at doing this. I'm actually pretty good at doing this. I'm actually awesome at doing this. Instead of thinking you're not good enough, you can just start by saying, I know I'm good enough. I know I'm good enough to do this. And the only way to know more is to do more. So give yourself the opportunity. So aside from a identity shift, a language shift, I would say let go of the expectation that you're going to be the best straight away. You're just going to do your best, because that's how we get good at doing things, by doing it right. Experience is everything, and you're all right to be a little bit scared, because that's how you build the confidence. You have to become more confident in what you're doing, and the quickest way to do that is let go of the expectations that you are going to be, you know, the absolute best. You are going to do your best, and the reps and the practice and continuing to show up is going to build your confidence so much. I'm sure you're saying that to your clients anyway. Okay, so to prove to yourself that you can do these things, even when you feel like an imposter, you can say that I recognize that I feel like an imposter, and I have a thought that I'm an imposter, but I have a choice right now. I actually have a choice. I can either listen to what my thought is telling me and not do the thing that I really want to do, or you can really anchor in and affirm to yourself that I'm okay and I feel this thought and I think this thing, but I'm going to be okay and I'm going to do it anyway. And that immediately will prove to you that you're not an imposter. And shifting that mindset again, so you can actually do the follow through. So the more you do the things, the less you'll be afraid of not doing it. And then you'll look back and you go, I did a really great job and now I feel qualified now. And you just look back and go, I can't believe I felt that anyway. Or, oh my gosh, I've got so much better and I'm glad I kept going. Okay, number five, I'd say stop comparing yourself to anyone else that is further ahead of you, because there's always going to be people further ahead of you. And everyone is, like, some people are more qualified, but everyone's so different and does things different ways. And that's a big change I had in the coaching world when I used to look at other people and go, oh my gosh, they're so good at speaking, or, you know, they're so creative with ideas. And then I would be making myself feel a little bit smaller and like an imposter. But actually, we can just all do things our own way. You do it your way, they do it their way, anyone can do it their way. And that's the best way for you. So it's easy to look at other people and think they're more qualified than you. But you have to really see what you bring into this world and really go into your gifts and your personality and value you for who you are. And there was a massive mindset shift that I had earlier on when I felt like I was comparing myself to people in this space. Because we think that, you know, we can't feel like we've made it until we've had a certain level of success. But actually, you're awesome. And someone else is probably looking at you thinking, oh my gosh, she's so good at doing that and would kill to be where you are right now. So just know that you've achieved things in your life that other people are still learning how to achieve. And you have to own that and don't have to be further along or more successful to feel good about yourself. You can feel good about yourself right now. We know comparison is pretty normal for most people to be doing, but we know it's really not serving you and it's definitely not helpful. So there'll always be someone in a different position, better than you, more qualified than you, or less as well. And just know that everyone's different and everyone's on their own journey. You just look after yours. So look up to those people that are more qualified than you and just think, oh, what strengths and skills are they using and doing that I can maybe adopt instead of comparing? Well, I remember doing this task years ago, about 2018, when I had a coach and we were touching on this topic. She got us to find someone that really inspired us and that we looked up to, and what they were doing, but we actually looked into their strengths. Were they confident? Were they showing up every day? You know, what were they doing? And get those strengths and values. And then when you are looking at someone that you feel like is better than you, often they've got traits that you've got, but you just need to grow them. So instead of comparing yourself and trying to be them, how about you go, okay, I'm going to take that strength, that value, and I'm going to grow that for myself. And that's how you shine and you get to win. And it's finding out exactly who you are and how you can grow those strengths. So imposter syndrome is something that many of us struggle with, and there's nothing to feel bad about around it. Instead of saying I struggle, let's say we're experiencing it and that we're embracing it and that we're like really leaning into things that we share, and it means you're doing something super meaningful. So I hope that encourages you to get better, be better, and just I hope you know you are not alone, and I hope something in here helped you today to be able to move through next time you are feeling like an imposter, to go back to this task maybe and just shift the inner world, shift the inner thinking, and look at it as a really good thing because it means you are growing and evolving. But definitely go and anchor into those things you are already really, really good at to help you feel like less of an imposter. I'd love for you to screenshot this, share it in your social media, and tag me with your biggest takeaways. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll be back soon with another awesome podcast.